Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said his cabinet will not meet to approve the deal for a ceasefire in Gaza until Hamas ends a last-minute crisis. The decision comes after Netanyahu's office said Hamas retracted on some of the agreement terms. Even as a deal seems close or even imminent, Israeli strikes continued in the Gaza Strip. The territory's health ministry reported at least 48 people killed over the past day. Under the three-phase ceasefire agreement, fighting will stop in Gaza for 42 days. Hamas will free 33 Israeli hostages, including two Americans and hundreds of Palestinian prisoners, during the first phase, effective Sunday, January 19th. The remainder of the hostages, including Israeli male soldiers, are to be released during the second phase. Hamas said it will not release the remaining captives without a lasting ceasefire and a full Israeli withdrawal. Israeli troops will pull back to the edges of Gaza, and many Palestinians will be able to return to what remains of their homes, something many people took to the streets to celebrate. Israel is also set to allow a flood of humanitarian aid into the region. The Associated Press reported Thursday, January 16th, that Egyptian, Qatari, and American mediators will meet in Cairo on Thursday for talks on implementing the deal. On Truth Social, Trump said his administration will work closely with Israel to make sure Gaza never becomes a terrorist safe haven again.